This is the love story of Dick and Jeannie.
Born like a zephyr on the summer air.
I dream of Jeannie with light brown hair.
Well, here we are, Jeannie and I, in a quiet little restaurant. And Jeannie's as happy as a lark, and I'm down in the depths of despair because I feel I must tell her that we shouldn't see each other anymore. You can listen in on our conversation in a couple of minutes, but first, here's somebody else for you to listen to.
Penny for your thoughts, Dick.
You wouldn't like to pay even a penny for my thoughts, dear. They're not very pleasant thoughts.
Oh, now, Dick, that's a foolish thing to say. We're together, we're on opposite sides of the table, we're having fun.
I'm not having fun.
Well, that's no compliment, Dick. In fact, that's a slam. If you're not having fun with me, you should stop seeing me.
Jeannie, don't say that. Please don't say
that. Why not?
Because I'd planned to tell
you... What, Dick? What did you plan to tell me?
Oh, I wish I were on the corner of Broadway and 42nd Street and someone was giving me a good kick. I wish I were on the top of our building, on the 65th floor of it, and somebody was pushing me off. Jeannie, I've got to say something awful. And you mustn't blame me.
Don't blame me for falling in love with you. I'm under your spell, but how can I help it? Don't blame me.
Can't you see when you do the things you do? If I can't conceal the thrill I'm feeling, don't blame me.
I can't help it if that doggone moon above makes me need someone like you to love.
Blame your kiss as sweet as a kiss can be.
And blame all your charms that melt in my arms, but don't blame me.
Well, here goes. Take a deep breath, Jeannie, and don't cry.
Do you know what I think, Dick? I think you're dramatizing yourself. You must tell me what's wrong as soon as our friend here has had his say.